where it says this: the Lord will give you. Now, earlier in chapter 28, it talks about hearkening or listening to what God's instructions are. Then in verse 5, it says, the Lord will give you many baskets of food from your fields. He will be with you as you make your bread. And Lord knows we love making that bread, don't we? Hey, listen, coming up this Sunday, the New Jerusalem Baptist Church is having their 58th year choir annual. Pastor Eugene Stevenson is inviting all brothers and sisters in Christ to 708 University Street, the New Jerusalem Baptist Church, at 2:30 p.m. this Sunday, the 58th year choir annual. The special guest is Pastor Moses Rowland. They're going to have a great time. You know, Pastor Eugene Stevenson also owns Malachi Detail and Car Wash. He does a wonderful job on my truck, I promise you. If you drive by the station, you see how my truck is shining, you'll be taking your vehicle over to Malachi Detail and Car Wash. It's right across the street from the Alexandria Police Complex. Doing a great job there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to take a pause for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We've got much more music, and I am expecting your phone calls for birthdays, anniversaries, and Bible Jeopardy. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We'll be back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Christ, who strengthens us? And because they pulled their resources, and because they persevered to get him there, we see that they finally placed him at the feet of Jesus. Yes. Now, I want you to understand this as I get ready to close, that when we have brought a person to the feet of Jesus, went through our prayers and witness, we have brought them into the presence of the Almighty, we have done all that we are supposed to do. And from that point, it is left to Jesus and that person whom we have brought him before. And the relationship that to know that they are known must be between him and Jesus. Well, I told you about the fair man that had a friend. Well, let me tell you about my friend. My friend, he woke me up this morning. My friend gave me food to eat this morning. My friend put clothes on my back. My friend brought me to the house of worship. My friend watched over me all night long. My friend heals me when I'm sick. My friend makes me glad when I'm sad. My friend has a name like no other. I don't know about your friend, but my friend, he went to his cross, and he died, then he died, then he died. They put him in a bar too, and he stayed there all night Friday. Oh, is my friend, her friend. Sometime he'll show up in the midnight hour. He'll show up when you need him the most. He'll sit by you in your living room. You can talk to him while you're riding in your car. What a friend we have in Jesus. All my griefs to bear. On this journey, you get lonely sometimes. And it feels like you don't have a friend. But when you think about Jesus, and your mind reflect upon what he's done for you, tears will just stream down your face. Not because you're sad, but because you appreciate your friend who showed up at the nick of time. Some have decided they want to commit suicide, but our friend shows up. Tearing the situation around. What a friend, Reverend Aaron. What a friend. Know Jesus, you're lost. And that may be one who needs that friend. That may be one who solicit him. I'm so glad I know him. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. I believe I would have lost my mind a long time ago. But my friend, y'all, kept my mind. Then he became a heart fixer. My friend. I'm a burden bearer. He's my heavy load sharer. When I can't tote the load, my friend just lights the load. Have you ever been hungry? Sometimes he'll come and feed you. all is gone, he'll come and replace the losses.
Say good morning to the church.
Good morning.
Brother Harold say a friend. I stand in the gap for him and the thoughts of Amy, Steve and the thoughts of his wife. A wife thoughts of uncle. But God is still good.
Amen.
But more than all, the other night, my spirit hit me and I thought about the other trip. I'm 74 years old and I probably never go through the things that he went through. So I'm standing on the gap with him and my neighbor. Lost a sister this year. He lost a wife. Now he's dealing with a sick daughter. So like me and Roy were talking, prayer is much needed.
Yes, sir.
Looks like
yes,
the church sir. Ought to be full.
Yeah.
You see the stadium at the football game full of people.
Yeah.
When you come to God, it's sad.
It is.
We're cutting God short.
Yes,
and
sir.
We want to know why we're going through what we're going through.
All right,
do it all. God is able.
Yes.
And I stand for myself in the need of prayer.
Yes.
Because Satan is running rampant. Trying to do everything to destroy the church.
Yes.
And he's on his job.
Yes.
But we as believers, we're going to have to get on our job.
Yes.
And defeat him. Because he says, if he flees, we flee from him, he flees from us. Thank God. And I thank God for my pastor.
Yes.
I thank God for everybody. My prayer go out for everybody because prayer really needed it.
Really,
when we look around and as sad as it is in the county, a lady take a 2-year-old baby life. How can the world keep going like it's going? God's going to break the cloud and it's going to be all over with. But are we going to be ready? Because time is getting short. When we're looking at the signs, we're not seeing just like he done know. He told him it's going to be preaching, it's going to rain, nobody listening. And we're seeing the sign now, people, young people just killing up each other.
Yes.
A lost generation.
Yes.
But God is still able.
Yes.
And I ask a prayer for myself and the ones that I named and all the ones I didn't name.
Yes.
I thought about Sister Tara the other day. People that have abused, we see walk through the door. No more walking through the door.
Yes.
Satan was trying to just cut everybody off that who really believe and trust in his holy name. But thank be to God, he's still God, and we're going to have to keep our eyes until the star folks will keep us
Amen.
All day long.
Amen. Amen. I'm saying good morning to everybody. And Junior and I were sitting back, and we was looking at it, and we all need prayer. We look at the congregation, Rev's doing all he can do. He's doing a wonderful job, but, you know, we said, man, he can't do it by himself. We used to leave here, and I'm going to say this and get back. But we used to live here, and we never went home. We would take the church band. We go give everybody that was sick and couldn't make it to church, we'd go give communion to them. I'm going to tell y'all something else. We need prayer. We give on the TV, on the telephone, we pray.